It's Wednesday, so it's time for Wayne on Wednesday with Wayne McCurry, Portfolio Manager at FNB Wealth and Investment. Volatility reigns supreme at the moment, Wayne, and I'm not just talking about the local market. I'm more focusing on the international markets, and of course they have this great bearing on what we have to go through. But it's been an interesting time. Hopefully it's just a little blip because of a certain bank that overextended itself in the derivatives market, I think. SoftBank, of course. What do you think?
But look, I mean, we've been discussing this ad nauseum for a sustained time period, that markets just don't go up in a straight line, which is essentially what they've been doing for months now, and that some sort of pullback was quite frankly justified. And we've discussed this, I think, every Wednesday for many weeks now.
Yes.
And the SoftBank story might be the trigger, but the reason is that nothing goes up in a straight line. Then to come to your other point, I think this is just a mild correction.
Yes.
You know, we've spoken about between 10, 15, and 20% correction would be quite, normal, to be honest. And these companies, put Tesla aside. Tesla's a different case. But, the big FANG companies, I mean, these are companies with serious cash flows, serious profits, serious balance sheets. You know, their shares aren't going to halve.
No.
So I don't know if it's today. I don't know what has happened today. I mean, last night it was down 4%, the NASDAQ. In the last week it was down 6-7%. So what's it now? You know, it's about 15, 16, 17% down from its absolute peak. You know, if this carries on in the not too distant future, you'll actually want to buy these shares. So another 5-10% further down from here, you should actually go in and buy.
Yes. Of course, and that's what you're waiting for, isn't it? You're talking your book, Wayne. Come on, just be honest with me. You're talking your book.
What else do we ever talk?
Well, you could stand back and say, I'd like the market to come down 15, 20% because I've got an enormous amount of liquidity on behalf of my clients waiting in the wings. But on the other hand, I don't think it's going to. But you are talking your book. You want it to come down, don't you?
Well, of course. I mean, your book, by definition, your book must be aligned to what your investment thought is, because if your book is not aligned to what you're actually thinking, then you've got a problem.
Yeah.
So asset managers are effectively always talking their book.
Of course they are. Notoriously selfish individuals. Now, Wayne, we've had a couple of good sets of results and a couple of bad sets of numbers coming up. We've had a good number from Aspen, and they're coming up with their results, I think, in the next 15 minutes or so, and I'm speaking to Stephen Sard tomorrow.
Remember, it wasn't a good set of results per se. It was the story that they're selling their European thrombosis business for 600 odd million euro.
Which is
a
good deal.
Not a good set of results.
No, it's a good deal, though. It's a great deal.
And they need it, and they've got to pay down debt, but that's why the share price surged. It wasn't necessarily the results, although they published the trading statement on the same day as they published the sales story. So you don't know which one made the share price go up.
Yeah.
But go up, it did.
Wayne, I'm just looking at the screen now. ShopRite is another one. I'll come to that in a second. But I'm looking at my screen, which is 15 minutes delayed. So essentially, we're talking now at 5:25 on a Wednesday afternoon. I've got Truworths up 11%. I've got ShopRite up 10%. I've got
South Africa.
Fashini up 9.5%. I've got Standard Bank up 9%.
Standard Bank up 7%, 9%. First Trend. Every
Pepco up 8.5%. What on earth is going on?
Today is SA Inc. Today is South Africa Incorporated.
There we go.
Solidly. Now, why? It's quite simple. Why it happened today, I don't know. That I've got no clue. But why is quite simple, and we've also discussed this. I hate saying it, but we have discussed this, is that the only part of the market that has any resemblance to what's happening in the economy were South African incorporated shares.
Right.
The properties, the banks, and the retailers. Now, they were just cheap. And we've also spoken about that, is that these things represented true long-term value at the levels they were 3-4 days ago. And what triggered them was ShopRite's good results, I think.
Yes, they were good results.
I think that was it. But AVI also didn't have bad results. And what was interesting about the AVI results was that people snacked like crazy during lockdown, because their snack business called Snackworks shot the lights out.
Yeah, well, you're a snacker as well.
Saying,
you're quite
a snacker.
Yes.
No, I was a snacker. I'm not a snacker anymore.
Oh, you've de-snacked.
I've de-snacked virtually in total.
Okay.
And I just came to the decision one day, I'm going to de-snack and de-chocolate. And I've literally had one chocolate in a month and a half.
That's not bad. That's good.
That's not bad. And it wasn't a forcing thing. I didn't force myself to say, Wayne, you're getting too fat now. Now, I'm not denying that I'm not fat, but I didn't. That wasn't the reason. I just thought, well, why not? So it's actually been very easy, quite frankly.
How much do you weigh?
That I don't know, and I don't want to know either. But you can quite comfortably say that I'm not prancing around on a public beach in my speedo.
Okay, but this is that you've just been through winter, but yeah, so that you've got your winter plumage.
Well, even if it was summer, I'm not prancing around in any public space with the majority of my clothes off.
Do you find it difficult to look at yourself in the mirror when just before you get into the shower? I don't know why we're talking about this, but I find it interesting.
Now look, I hate looking at myself in the mirror, full stop, clothes on, clothes off, only my face. I avoid mirrors like the plague, and I avoid photographs like the plague as well.
Yeah, me too.
I try my very best never to appear in any photograph in any format. And I have never once ever in my life taken a selfie, ever. And
very
I'm never
good.
Going to either.
You're my hero. On the downside today, we've got MC Group. Now, this is very interesting because the MC Group is multi-choice. It's almost as though people are saying the lockdown is now behind us and we don't have to stay in and watch so much television. So MC Group down 5.5%. So you've got the upside with all the retailers and a couple of the banks doing well. And on the downside, you've got stocks that have been linked to sitting indoors in winter. So something's happening today. Maybe there's been a big asset management shift of sectors.
Well, we definitely know someone's buying, and it could be foreigners because the rand's gone from, 690 to 660 or something in a very short space of time.
Yeah.
So it could be foreigners coming in here and buying these shares. And, you know, surprisingly enough, even though the GDP number was a shocker, maybe it wasn't as bad as what some people thought, and maybe that's the trigger as to why SA Inc. is flying today.
Yeah, I just wonder if people are getting a little bit ahead of themselves. But certainly Truworths came out with numbers. And on the day that the numbers came out, which was after the market closed, the next day it went up, and then the next day it went up. And then the day after that, which is today, it went up as well. Yeah, exactly.
The ShopRite went up 10% on the one day, the day it came out. Then they went up 2, 3, 4% yesterday, and now they're up another 10 today.
Yes, and that's encouraging because when you get a sort of knee-jerk reaction of 5, 6, 7 plus percent, you think, oh, well, it's people that were short, so this is short covering.
Yeah.
But this is a consistent 2, 3, 4-day trend for these stocks. So I quite like that. This suggests that people are buying for the longer term.
I would think so. And you know, even after a 20% run, ShopRite's still good value longer term.
Yeah.
You know, it's not an expensive share. This. You can take AVI. Now, when they came up with their results, based on those earnings they did, this is a 12 PE share. For AVI, that's low because AVI is a true quality company. And someday the fashion and the footwear will come back. Well, maybe it's back already. You know, it's recovering already. And I&J will probably also recover because they're allowed to go fishing now, whereas previously they couldn't go fishing, and I didn't understand that. I would have thought I&J was an essential service, but they didn't send the boats out, which I found quite odd because every other person who was involved with producing basic foodstuffs wasn't locked down. So I just didn't understand that.
Tell me about Spur, because you've been a Spur fan, and your name came up somewhere on Twitter, or somebody said something to me that Wayne McCurry said this about Spur, and they used to have this, and they don't have it anymore. And I remember your salt and pepper squid at Woolworths story, so I tweeted
Woolworths,
out about that. What was your Spur story? Because I quite liked that.
I think they might have been confused with my Woolworths story.
Oh, okay.
I'm wrong. I remember now.
Yes.
They've dropped garlic snails.
Garlic snails, that's it. And that's
they
when you
stopped.
They
committed a crime. They dropped garlic snails. And they've replaced it with quite a nice little prawn shrimp dish with cheese.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not bad, but it's not garlic snails.
No, of course not. Nothing's garlic snails.
It's not. Nothing's garlic snails.
No, no, garlic sounds amazing. You should go and live in France. But Wayne, seriously about Spur, something's happening there, and it almost looks as though the company is priced to fail, and also with the boardroom exodus, if you like.
Yes. I must admit, I haven't been following that too well, so I'm not...
Yeah, it's too small for you, but
people
have resigned from the board. I mean, non-executive directors, etc., and the share price has plummeted. And it's a small stock, but it's a shame because I like the Spur, apart from the garlic snail story.
And so, I mean, the Spur is actually very nice. The Spur's got that Hussar's Grill, which is a very nice steakhouse.
It is.
It's a nice steakhouse. The steak's good. But what's interesting is I've been to quite a few Spur management lunches, chatting to management, you know, in the old days where you could go to lunch. And they said two interesting things. The first thing was they source their meat for Spur and Hussars from exactly the same supplier and the same quality.
Okay.
So there is no difference between the Spur steak and the Hussar steak. Just the Hussar steak is better presented. It's more steakhouse.
And more, and
yeah, call it burger joint.
Presented and expensive.
Yeah, but it's exactly the same steak. It is exactly the same steak.
That's a good
tip. And then I can remember they had in the East Rand somewhere, they had a problem with a racist incident in one of their Spurs.
Yes.
And there was a bit of consumer backlash. Mm. Now, so this story of mine's not directly related to that, but the management told us that they had lots of people phoning in and cancelling their children's Christmas party at Spur because of this racist incident, and they're going to Panarottis. You know, Panarottis is part of the same company.
Yeah. Okay, I won't mention that because of what's happened with clicks in the last few days. But anyway, yes. So what are you doing now, Wayne? Because you are, you've been waiting in the wings, you've been easing money in, you have been a champion of SA Inc. And suddenly you're looking at your screen and saying, I've just missed 10% on this stock, and I've just missed 8.5% on this stock.
No, we've got.
Are you frustrated?
We got the SA Inc. exposure. We were saving our ammunition for the global markets to come down. And for the RAND to strengthen. So that ammo is still there. No, we've got SA Inc. exposure.
Okay, good. But you want more?
No, we've got enough, I think.
Okay, so what are you waiting for then?
Waiting for the US markets to show some sort of settling, the NASDAQ, and then the RAND at 1650, 1660, 1670, somewhere around here. If the US markets fall another 5-10%, we'll take quite a bit of money offshore and buy those shares.
Very good. And I think you're going to be right. Wayne, thank you so much for your time, as always. That's Wayne McCurry, who's a portfolio manager at FNB Wealth and Investment in Johannesburg. And that was Wayne on Wednesday. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.